All right, so get this. You know how businesses are always using social media these days? Well, it turns out that family law firms, they're getting in on the action too.
Interesting.
Yeah. And today we're going to dive into this whole world with this article called Social Media Marketing for Family Law Firms Best Practices.
Okay.
So get ready for some savvy strategies from lawyers, I guess.
Yeah, it is pretty surprising. You know, I mean, we always think of that field as being, well, so formal. You
No,
know,
that's fun.
but it really looks like things are changing, and social media is now a core part of how family law firms connect with clients.
Yeah, and this article starts off with a stat that just, I don't know, it kind of blew my mind.
Oh.
Over 80% of law firms are using social media for marketing.
Wow.
That's from the American Bar Association.
Okay, so it's not just a few, you know, tech savvy
Yeah,
lawyers.
this is widespread.
Wow. It seems like they're realizing they need to adapt to the way younger generations get information,
Oh, for sure.
you know, quickly and in easy to digest formats.
Like, they can't just wait for clients to come to them.
Exactly.
They got to go where the people are. And these days, that's online.
That's right. And they're being strategic about it too. I mean, it's not just random.
Oh, really?
They think about the platform and the kind of content that works for each one.
Interesting.
So, like, LinkedIn is more for, you know, building that professional image
Okay, makes sense.
and for connecting with other
It's like
lawyers.
a digital resume.
Yeah, precisely. But
Yeah.
then you've got, you know, Instagram, and that's all about the firm's personality,
Yeah.
connecting with clients on that, you know, emotional level.
I could see how that would be important for family law.
Right.
Things can get, well, pretty personal and emotionally charged, you
Yeah.
know?
You want to feel like you can trust your lawyer.
Right.
And like they get what you're going through.
Exactly.
And then there's TikTok.
Oh, come on. TikTok.
Yeah.
Lawyers on TikTok.
I know, right?
That seems wild.
It does, but then when you think about it,
Yeah.
TikTok is all about short, engaging videos. So it could be a really effective way to break down those complex legal concepts
Right.
and make them more accessible.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Someone might be hesitant to, you know, to reach out to a lawyer for fear of, well, appearing like they don't know anything.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But seeing a lawyer explain something on TikTok in a clear and concise
And
way.
maybe even entertaining, right?
Exactly.
It suddenly doesn't seem so intimidating.
Yeah, it's more approachable.
So, okay, lawyers on TikTok, that's just, I mean, are they doing legal dance challenges?
Well, I don't know about that,
Okay.
but they are definitely using it to explain things like divorce proceedings and child custody,
Wow.
you know, all kinds of family law topics, and in a way that's like engaging and easy to understand.
So it's like it really changes that stereotype of the stuffy lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's not just about being on these platforms, right?
Yeah.
It's about the content.
Right. It's about having a smart content strategy.
So what kind of things are they actually posting?
Well, they're getting creative.
Oh, yeah.
Things like educational posts about family law topics, case studies, highlighting, you know, successful outcomes for clients, even like quick videos about what to expect during a mediation session.
Interesting.
They're using infographics, visuals, you know, to break up the text, make it more engaging.
Yeah, that's great. So they're making legal advice something that people actually want to read.
Yeah,
That's pretty impressive.
it is. And they're using social media to actually engage with potential clients.
Oh, so it's not just a one-way street.
No, not at all. It's about back and forth.
So what are they doing to encourage that?
Well, they're doing things like using open-ended questions in their posts
Oh, okay.
to get people talking. Some are running contests and
That's
giveaways.
fun.
Yeah, to get people to interact more. And some are even doing live Q&A sessions
Oh, wow.
where people can get their questions answered in real time.
That's so cool. I know, right?
It's a whole new level of accessibility.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a huge shift from, you know, the traditional way of doing things.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, you would have to schedule a whole consultation just to get basic info.
Right.
But now you can connect with a lawyer and, I don't know, get some preliminary guidance right from your social media feed.
Exactly. And all of that accessibility, it helps build trust,
Right?
which is so important in family law.
Absolutely.
It's not just about legal expertise anymore.
It's about relationships.
Yes, exactly.
So, speaking of engagement, the article also mentioned how family law firms are using what they call social proof to build trust with potential clients.
Yes. And they're really leaning into online reviews, testimonials.
Oh, yeah, I can see why that would be important.
Right. I mean, imagine like if you're going through a divorce and you feel totally overwhelmed.
And then you see a review from someone who like went through something similar. And they're praising the firm for being, you know, compassionate and really knowing their stuff.
That would be really reassuring.
Wouldn't it? It's like, okay, these guys have helped people like me.
Yeah, maybe they can help me too.
Exactly. It creates a connection. It builds confidence.
Yeah.
You know, potential clients, they see that the firm has a track record.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And that can really help them decide who to trust.
Okay. So we've got, they're on the right platforms.
Mm-hmm.
They're posting engaging content.
Yeah.
They're interacting with potential clients.
Right.
And showing off their successes.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they know if all of this is actually working?
Good question.
Yeah.
That's where it gets, I guess, a little more technical.
Okay.
The article talks about how they're tracking things like engagement, reach, and something called lead generation.
Okay, let's break those down. So engagement, that's just likes, shares, comments.
Yeah, all those little interactions.
The stuff that shows people are interested.
Exactly. So high engagement means, like, the content is resonating.
Okay.
It's generating interest, you know? It's a good sign that they're connecting with people.
And what about reach?
Reach is how many people are actually seeing the content.
Okay.
So, like, wider reach means the firm's message is spreading further.
Okay.
Increasing visibility, more potential for new clients.
And last, lead generation. What does that even mean?
So lead generation is turning those interactions into actual leads.
So getting people to, like, actually take the next step?
Yes. Moving them from awareness to action.
So that could be anything from clicking a link to, I don't know, downloading a guide to filling out a contact form.
Exactly.
Wow. So there's, like, a lot of strategy that goes into this, not just posting, I don't know, a selfie and calling it a day.
No, not at all. Family law firms are taking this seriously.
This is all really fascinating stuff, but I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface here.
You're right.
I mean, we've covered a lot of ground just in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
But there's still so much more to explore.
Mm. We've seen how they're embracing social media and all the different strategies they're using to connect with potential clients, but how are they handling all the ethical considerations?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's good.
We can get into that in the next part, so stay tuned.
So we've seen how family law firms are, like, becoming these social media masters.
Yeah.
But there's this whole other layer, right? Like the ethical side of things.
Right.
How do they make sure they're playing by the rules, especially when we're talking about something as sensitive as family law?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And the article, you know, it touches on this too. It is tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they want to use social media to reach people,
right,
to grow their business, but they also have to be very careful not to cross any ethical boundaries.
Yeah, we're not talking about selling shoes here.
Exactly.
This is people's lives.
Right. It's families. It's futures.
Exactly. So things like client confidentiality, that's got to be a big one.
Oh, huge.
You can't just be posting about your client's case on Instagram.
Right. Even if you change their name.
Yeah, that would be a disaster. So, I mean, how are they navigating this?
Well, the article, it really stressed that they have to provide accurate information.
Okay.
But without making any promises,
right,
or guarantees. It's about being transparent about the whole legal process,
mm-hmm,
but also being sensitive to the emotional side of things.
So it's more about educating people and empowering them.
Yeah.
Than, like, making flashy claims or trying to drum up business with scare tactics.
Right. Exactly. It's about building that trust.
Yeah.
Establishing themselves as a reliable resource.
Which makes a lot of sense because, I mean, let's be honest, most people don't really understand family law.
No.
Unless they've been through it themselves.
No.
I know I wouldn't know where to start if I needed help with something like, I don't know, a divorce.
Right.
Or a custody arrangement.
It's overwhelming. And that's where social media can be so helpful.
Yeah.
Providing that clear, concise information in an accessible way.
Mm-hmm.
So people can make informed decisions.
It's almost like they're, I don't know, they're like legal guides.
Yeah.
Helping people navigate this whole, like, really complex and emotional landscape.
And it's not just about, like, giving information.
Oh, yeah. What else?
It's about building a community.
Okay.
Supporting people. Some firms are creating, like, private Facebook groups.
Oh, wow.
Or online forums where people can connect with others who are going through similar stuff.
That's a great idea. Like an online support group, but just for people dealing with family law issues.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a safe space for people to ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, share their concerns, get advice from people who understand.
You know, this whole conversation has really changed my perspective on, well, on family law,
mm-hmm,
and lawyers in general, honestly. Mm-hmm. I always had this image of them being very formal, distant even.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like, I don't know, they're really trying to break down those barriers.
Yeah.
Be more approachable, you know, more relatable.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of what's driving this whole trend.
You think so?
I mean, they're realizing that these days people want to connect with their lawyers on a more personal level.
Yeah.
They want to feel like they're working with someone who understands them, not just someone who's throwing legal jargon around.
Right. They want someone who gets it.
Exactly.
And it seems like social media is perfect for that, right?
Totally. It lets them show their personality, connect with people in a more human way.
Build that trust.
Mm-hmm. Which was never really possible before.
So it really is a whole new era for lawyers.
It is.
So I'm curious, like, what do you think the future holds for this whole trend? Do you think we'll see even more family law firms embracing social media?
Oh, I think it's inevitable.
Really?
Yeah. Younger generations, they're comfortable with social media.
Right.
And as they become the main, like, consumers of legal services.
Law firms are going to have to adapt.
Exactly. Adapt or die, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
The firms that are embracing this now, they're the ones who are going to be ahead of the curve.
Mm.
Okay. So we've talked about the strategies they're using.
Yeah.
The ethical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's impacting the future of the legal profession. It's a lot to take in.
It is.
What stands out to you as the most, the most significant takeaway from all of this?
I think for me, it's the power of connection.
Okay.
You know, social media is letting these firms connect with people in a way that they never could before.
Yeah.
It's more authentic. It's more meaningful. And that's what it's all about, right? Mm. Building those relationships built on trust and understanding and you know, a shared desire to navigate those complex legal issues.
Yeah, that's a great way to sum it up. This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes to how much this field is evolving.
It's changing quickly.
And how technology is like totally changing the way we access legal services.
Mm-hmm.
And even how we view lawyers.
Mm.
But before we wrap up, there's one more thing I wanted to bring up from the article.
Oh.
It mentioned how some firms are using social media to showcase their success stories.
Yes. It's a really smart strategy. It's a powerful form of social proof.
It's like saying, hey, if we help this person through their messy divorce, maybe we can help you too.
Exactly. It takes away some of that, I don't know, that fear and uncertainty.
Totally.
It adds a human element to the whole thing. You're not just dealing with a faceless law firm.
Right. You're seeing real people.
Right. People who have actually benefited from their services.
You know, it makes me think about all that stuff we were talking about earlier, about transparency and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
By showing their successes, these firms are not only building trust, but they're also like proving that they're committed to helping their clients.
Absolutely. It goes way beyond marketing.
Yeah.
It's about showing potential clients that they really, truly care.
Right.
And that they have the experience to guide them.
It's like they're saying, we've been there, we've done that, and we can help you get through this too.
Yeah. And that message can be really powerful for someone who's feeling lost.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It ties back to this whole idea of how social media is making the legal profession, well, I don't know, more human.
Right.
It's not about stuffy courtrooms and legal jargon anymore.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with people.
Uh-huh.
And giving them the support they need to get through, you know, some of life's toughest challenges.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about how lawyers are using TikTok to explain, you know, legal concepts.
Uh-huh.
And it got me thinking, like, could we actually see a future where lawyers are giving legal advice through social media?
Oh, wow.
Or even, like, doing consultations?
That's interesting. I mean, it's possible.
Right.
Especially with how fast technology is changing.
Yeah. I mean, we're already seeing doctors do virtual appointments.
Right.
Therapists doing online counseling. So why not lawyers too?
Well, there would be some, you know, some hurdles.
Yeah.
The legal profession, they're really careful about things like attorney-client privilege.
Wow.
And, you know, confidentiality.
It's not as simple as just posting a quick tip on Instagram.
No. Definitely not. There are ethical considerations, for sure.
Plus, legal issues can be so complicated.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, can you really give good advice in a, like, a short social media post?
I don't think so. And you always run the risk of, you know, oversimplifying things.
Right.
Or people misinterpreting what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I think social media is great for sharing general information, you know, for making those concepts easier to understand.
Right.
But when it comes to actual legal advice, you really need that one-on-one guidance.
Yeah, from a real lawyer.
Exactly.
So it seems like, I don't know, it's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Using social media to connect with people, educate them,
mm-hmm.
build trust, but then, you know, moving to a more, I don't know, more traditional setting.
Right, for the actual legal stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you you really got it there.
Okay.
Social media can be a powerful tool for, like, bridging that initial gap, making the legal profession more approachable.
Yeah.
But it can't replace a real lawyer.
Well, this whole deep dive has been really eye-opening for me. I never realized how much family law firms were, you know, doing all this.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It shows how adaptable they are and how well they understand, you know, how the world is changing.
It is fascinating to see how technology is changing, well, everything.
Yeah, not just how we access legal services, but how we see lawyers, too.
Right. Even the most traditional fields are changing.
So as we wrap up our deep dive here, I want to leave you with a question to think about.
Okay.
Given everything we've talked about today, what do you think the future holds for family law and social media? What are you excited about? What challenges do you see? It's a conversation worth having, so share your thoughts. The future is shaped by those who engage with it.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.
And keep thinking critically.